So it's the OH that I owe. The hottest spot between New York and Chicago. Everywhere I go, it's that O to the H that I owe. That CLE bravado, giving loud bravo, like Hala Desperado. In the land of El Dorado, home to Boricuas, Italians, and some Vatos. Home of that first flight, home of that traffic light, home of Don King and that Ali Chuck Repner fight. Them Cleveland Indians and 10 cent for that beer night. Birthplace of Bone Thug, gave birth to them Buckeyes, gave birth to them Cleveland Browns. The Bengals, we worldwide, NFL with the Hall of Fame. Rock and roll and it's all the same. Halle Berry, Steph Curry, Kid Cudi, and LeBron James. Ohio, that major player, gave birth to major players. Players. First major city with a black mayor. Come to the H-I-O. Welcome to the H-I-O.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. You can find our podcast in the Google Play Store for Android users, on iTunes for Apple users, and on the Stitcher app, which is available on all platforms for both tablets and phones, and also on Apple AirPlay within cars. Please rate and review us on those platforms. Also, give us a like on Facebook, and please follow us at With an Ohio Bias on Twitter. You can always listen to any of our podcasts at withanohiobias.com as well.
Would you do the trade with the Dodgers? Do you like any of these Dodgers prospects? Would you want Puig here?
You know, I just don't know enough about the prospects. I mean, you can only go by the number next to their name on the top 100 prospects. Yeah. So to me, you got to just kind of trust your baseball people. And, you know, I'm a realist when it comes to the Indians. Your window is kind of shut here, and you try not to shut it all the way, but still know you have to retool and get younger and get people that you can keep under control long enough to make it work. And your assets right now are those top three pitchers. And, you know, I didn't like the Yan Gomes trade, not getting anything back that I felt like was worth it. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
I mean, they got a right hand. Okay, so they're top three, they're top four prospects, or no, the top three prospects, and then the left-hander that I've seen on their list. Walker Buehler, right-handed pitcher, Yadier Alvarez, right-handed pitcher, and Alex Verdugo, right fielder, are their top three prospects.
We're not getting Walker Buehler.
Okay, but I'm just throwing it out there. Like that's their, and they're saying, yeah, like a combination of these guys, probably Alvarez, Verdugo, and Yasiel Puig. If it was me, I would go.
Yeah, I'd do that.
They got a left-handed. They got a left-hander, Devin Smeltzer, who's a little bit down. He's in their, like, top 20 or top 25. But he wouldn't be ready for, like, 2 years or something like that. These are guys that will be ready to contribute if you wanted to bring them up, you know, within the next year or so. So, along with Yasiel Puig, to give up Kluber, Bauer, or Carrasco.
Yeah, I would give up Kluber for that. I like the idea of getting a player back that we can use right away in Puig, who's got potential to, you know, to supersede what he's been already. And Walker Buehler was great in the World Series. He was like Oral Hershiser great. So he's a guy that's probably off the table. But if those other two are still available, I think, you know, again, based on the little bit that you know about them, if they're close to being major league ready and they're under control for 5 years, I think you got to do it, because right now it's all about keeping Frankie Lindor. And that's the only guy you have to keep.
Now, out of those three, who do you trade, keep, and give a new contract? Kluber, Bauer, or Carrasco? You know my answer is Bauer, who basically said he's priced himself out of staying with the Indians. In his own words, he's a $20 million player.
I trade Carrasco. I mean, if I get to sign one, I'm signing Bauer. He's got the most long-term upside. Kluber is
not taking less than 20 mil, though.
Well, so what? If you're going to let me sign one of them, that's the one I'm going to sign if all things are equal.
Gotcha.
I mean, I just feel like he's the one that, you know, has gotten so much further than people should or gave him a chance to get. And he's done it by dedication to his craft. And he's learned under Corey Kluber as far as work ethic and what it takes. And, yeah, he doesn't do things exactly the way everybody else does. But I kind of like that quirkiness in him. Carrasco, I think you're playing with house money right now. He could go at any moment. So he'd be the guy I'd move. And I'd keep Kluber just because he's Corey Kluber. But at the same time, I don't think I'm giving Corey Kluber a long-term contract, because he kind of came out of nowhere. And again, he's not a young pup either. So if I had to pick the three, that's, I think, the way I would go is Trey Carrasco, Keep Kluber, Side Bauer.
Are we at a similar point? I mean, you know who I'm trading. And it's not just because.
Yeah.
I just feel like every time we needed Bauer, we can't count on him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we got the drone injury this year, injured again. And then, it's not about performance on the field. The guy performs, but it's something always happens with him. And that quirkiness just catches up somehow. And this year, I think he rushed himself back.
Again?
I think he rushed himself back a little too hard. You know what I mean? So, I never know
what's
going on with this guy because he's always doing his own rehab. He's working.
Yeah.
He's walking to the beat of his own drum, man. You know what I'm saying?
And
it works well when you're setting up guys going into the seventh and eighth, you know, to stay in the game. But not when you're doing your own rehab and stuff, you know. So.
Yeah, I put some of that on the club. They got to get control of him to a certain extent and can't let him come back when he's not ready. What I love about him, though, is how he competes.
I do. I like that too. But I definitely think, you know, Kluber's going to be an easier negotiation.
Sure.
If we talk about, you know, keeping one of these guys. And I mean, I would move too, honestly, at this point and try to set up for the Lindor trade. So, and I wouldn't move them both at the same time, though. I would move one guy during this offseason and maybe another guy by the trade deadline or see how it looks closer to that. That way you got a better gauge. But, they're not signing a lot of free agents. Like Chernoff did an interview on KNR. They're not going to sign a lot of free agents this offseason. So this is going to have to be how they get, you know, some new talent in and try to bolster their lineup. So.
Yeah, and they got enough talent there that they may be able to compete to the point where they're going to make it difficult for the Dolans not to add something at the trade deadline. But they're also going to be in a position where they could go the other way and you're trading something at the trade deadline. And like I said, I didn't mention any of those guys as the guy you got to must sign. The guy you must sign is Francisco Lindor, and that's it. That's the list. So you do whatever you got to do to get him under contract for the next 5 years, 7 years.
Any other team would you make a trade with? I forget what the proposed deal with this is before the Mets got their deal done with the Mariners. But is there any other team out there that you think they got a couple of attractive prospects or anything like that that Indians should be probably talking to or are talking to? Just on the hot stove or once these winter meetings get started up or anybody else who would move on this roster?
Well, I mean, we saw the Cardinals just today got Goldschmidt from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost a lot of prospects there to land him. So I think they're probably off the table, but the Yankees for sure. I mean, they've got a lot of young talent. The young first baseman Voit is a good, a really good player. Torres, and they've got a lot of other young pieces that they could move. Atlanta.
They got burned by that Nationals deal.
Atlanta's got some guys that you could move. So I think those are the two teams for sure that you would want to talk to. As far as players that other players on our side that we end up wanting to move, I guess it depends on what you're getting back to. Like if you're trading with the Yankees, you know, I think Yonder Alonso is the guy that you're going to move along with a Carrasco if you're getting Voit back, the first baseman from them, the young power hitter. So I guess it just depends. To me, anybody's movable at this point except for the shortstop.
Excited thinking about Puig and actually getting something from the bottom of the lineup. So
and you get Zimmer back, hopefully. That'll help.
No, and that will be a big thing, both defensively, too. We know how much ground that guy maybe has to take a little bit off of diving for some of those balls, though, and center field so he can make it through the season, you know, learn how to hit a high fastball. So hopefully he's been working on that, you know.
It's going to be an interesting season. It's one that you're not going to have a lot of electricity and excitement building up to the opening day, and it's going to be kind of wait and see, I think, with the Indians this year, and let's see how they put it all together. The one thing you do have going for you is a guy who knows how to manage and put guys in good positions, even though the manager is probably a little overrated. I think despite being overrated, you still got one of the best ones in Tito.
Also, too, we got to wait and see what these other teams do because it might free up some prospects and things like that or create some desperate situations, you know, out here when we talk about those winter meetings. So it should be exciting. I thought the John Gomes one was very interesting, that trade. So definitely loved Yanamal and what he did. And sad thing is, Jake, the guy actually came back and finally had a good year last season. So, you know, he had struggled the two seasons before that. So.
Well, you know, 2 years from being a Silver Slugger and had a good year last year, you know what he is defensively, and even more so, it's how you handle a pitching staff. You know, you look at the pitching staff that we had with the starters and even the bullpen. Don't think that Yan Gomes wasn't a big part of that and being able to be on the same page and call the right pitch and all that sort of stuff. So I'm a little bit nervous about making that move, not knowing what we have. You know, I mean, are we going to rely on Roberto Perez at this point? Because, I mean, a 180 hitter who, in my mind, doesn't manage the pitching staff all that well. I mean, we traded away our prospect, Mejia to the Padres last year. I just don't know what they've got or what their plan is behind the plate this year. I think that's one of the most underrated positions in all sports. The catcher position. So that's going to be interesting to see as well. And that might be something you're going to be looking at when you are moving one of these starters, trying to get back someone that's, you know, a stud catcher.
All right. Well, we will talk at you next time here when we talk about the baseball and hopefully some exciting stuff coming out of Tribe Fest and the winter meetings and getting ready for some warmer thoughts with the Tribe Spring. So